Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Several county fairs continue this week in Shelby, Woodford, Allen, Simpson, Bourbon, and Anderson counties. They're a source for local fun and, taken as a whole, quite an economic impact.
Absolutely. You know, as far as the number of participants, and this has been consistent for the last 3 decades at least, that over 1 million Kentuckians, or even tourists that might be here, over 1 million people will attend a county fair each year in Kentucky.
Chris Caudle heads up county fair promotion with the Kentucky Department of Agriculture. They help with some cost share funding for certain events. He says some local attendance numbers are quite impressive.
Meade County Fair, they reported 36,521 in attendance for their fair in 2015. And, you know, I just think, if you think about that, their location, they're really drawing a lot of folks from the Louisville area because they're so close. I mean, you know, they're getting surrounding counties. So their fair, it's an unbelievable fair. I would, if you didn't know any better when you're walking through their fair, you'd think you were at a small state fair.
A few other county fairs kicking off today include McCracken and Union counties. McCreary's opens tomorrow in Whitley City, and Gallatin County's opens Wednesday in Glencoe. We'll be right back.
The federal government provides $150 billion a year to make higher education possible for anyone. Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share. But an estimated $40 million in financial aid is left on the table each year by Kentucky students. Don't let that happen to you.
Fill out the new and improved FAFSA today. Visit knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter, #knowhowtopayky. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Postsecondary Education.
We're back with Chris Caudle with the Kentucky Ag Department, who works in a program with cost share incentives to assist county fairs. He says the vast majority of them are all made up of volunteer leadership and labor. And in addition to providing a venue for competitions and all kinds of fun, they do boost local economies.
The economic impact that would bring in for the restaurants, the stores, the gas stations, you name it. I mean, because these fairs, when they come to town, they're not just for one day, they're usually there for an entire week.
He pointed to a few others with big numbers.
Alexandria Fair in Northern Kentucky, they reported 23,000 in attendance. Boone County, also up there, 35,000 in attendance. And those would represent your Northern Kentucky area, you know, those more heavy populated areas. And then the Lexington Bluegrass Lions Fair, which is held in Fayette County, they reported 30,000 in attendance.
Others underway next week include Adair, Casey, Clark, Garrett, Marion, and Scott counties. Enjoy your county fair. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.